702, the Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
News at the weekend that we've detected our first cases of the COVID-19 variant initially identified in India. We've spoken a lot on the show about whether or not we should be closing borders, what was government waiting for, or should we not be reacting in that way. We're also picking up in some parts of the country early signs of a third wave of infections. How worried are you? I'm starting to feel a little bit worried, more than a little bit worried, really, about the potential of a third wave. So let's speak now to Professor Barry Shoup, head of the Ministerial Advisory Council on Vaccines. Prof Shoup, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Thanks for having me.
So we now see this variant from India arriving in South Africa. We've also picked up the UK variant here. How worried should we be in terms of how our vaccines respond to that and how transmissible it is?
Yes, thanks, Mandy. Look, these variants will keep arising. This is a virus which does mutate. It mutates quite regularly, it's not unexpected. I think it's not too much. Obviously, it is a concern, and we need to monitor it. But at the moment, it's not really cause for alarm at all. The reason being that there has been evidence from, in fact, studies in India that this particular variant seems to be quite sensitive to, first of all, people that have had the infection, what we call convalescent sera, and also to, in fact, first-generation vaccine, one of the early vaccines. They tested against a vaccine made in India from a company called Bharat, which is really a fairly kind of straightforward vaccine. The vaccines that we're using, the Johnson & Johnson Pfizer, are modified vaccines, which, in fact, produce a very powerful immune response. So I think in all likelihood, the vaccines we're using will be effective against the B617 variant, the one from India. So I don't think it's cause for alarm. But obviously, all these variants have to be monitored, the 117 from the UK, which is sensitive to the vaccine. So really, the bottom line, in fact, is that the 351R variant is the one which is the most problematic in terms of vaccine response. But again, those two vaccines that we are using do seem to be effective.
Okay, I do think that maybe it's a failure on government communicating around this because people are so concerned that we haven't closed our borders here. So it's important to get that message out that we shouldn't be as concerned about this Indian variant. We're also now preparing for the vaccine mass rollout, which is supposed to start on Monday. We're busy gearing up for that. Also concerns that we are seeing the signs of a third wave. Are we in a third wave yet?
No, not yet. But certainly there is concern as well that because the numbers are rising. They've gone, you know, if you look at the last 7-day moving average, because that's probably the most precise rather than day by day, the 7-day moving average now has gone above 1,500. There are signs, and certainly if you speak to the clinicians, they're also seeing signs of hospital admissions growing up. But I don't think it's really reached the tipping point that we can call it a third wave. But really, Mandy, a third wave will be coming. I think that's not unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's no doubt about that, Prof. And maybe I'm being cynical here, but I certainly seem like we are getting distracted by political shenanigans and what's going on with leaked recordings from the ANC, NEC. And we need to focus on what's really quite ominous here with the third wave.
Well, look, I think we all expect that as the weather gets colder, as we head into winter, as people go indoors, which facilitates transmission, there will be a third wave. But, you know, when it will come, you know, that's really unpredictable. Even our mathematical modelers don't seem to be able to predict with any real precision. But the thing is, I think that what we do, I think, fairly optimistically feel is that the third wave probably won't be as severe as the second wave. The reason being that the second wave was driven by that variant, the 351 variant, which really was, you know, escaped immunity. We don't have a variant now which is escaping immunity. A lot of people have, of course, been infected with 351 and will have immunity. We estimate that probably about 30% of people will have natural immunity, and that will probably ameliorate to some extent the third wave.
Prof, thank you so much for your time. As always, Professor Barry Shoub, head of the Ministerial Advisory Council on Vaccines. So an important point there that he's making, and I've seen some other experts making as well, is that we do now have this variant from India and from the UK that have been picked up in South Africa. But he's saying it's not cause for any kind of panic because they don't feel that it will break through the vaccines that are being administered in South Africa.